Sachar Meister Shani Parabes, Mishnah Bez, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ain Sach and Shemesh, or Meister Shani for Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon says, if you have olive oil of Meister Shani, you cannot use it to rub it on your body in Yerushalayim. The Chacham Matir, the Chacham Matukram at you to rub oil of Meister Shani in Yerushalayim, like we had in the previous mission. Said in the previous mission that you're allowed to rub oil of Meister Shani on your body. That mission was gone according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds the Torah says that Meister Shani should be eaten. Rubbing it on your body is not eating. While the Chachamim holds that since oil is generally used to rub on your body, that's also included in Achila. Amulah Rabbi Shimon. If you're going to take a lenient stand with regard to Truma, which is more stringent than Meister Shani, as Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you have oil of Truma, you are allowed to rub it on your body, even though Truma is more stringent than Meister Shani, as Truma cannot be eaten by anybody who's not a Kohen, you're not going to be lenient with regard to Meister Shani, which is more lenient than Truma. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Shimon responded to Hacham. No, I shouldn't be lenient by Truma. Where Truma has some leniencies as opposed to Meister Shani, as even though Truma is stringent and can't be eaten by non-Kohanim, but with regard to Karsinim, which is leeks, and Talsim, which is a type of legume, we do take a lenient stance with regard to Truma, as we'll see in the next couple of Mishnayot. But I should be lenient with regard to Meister Shani, that by Meister Shani, even though it's lenient with regard to a non-Kohen being allowed to eat it, but with regard to leeks and legumes, we take a stringent stance in Meister Shani. So we do find stringencies by Meister Shani that we don't find by Truma. So it makes sense to be more stringent with regard to Meister Shani and not allow oil Meister Shani to be rubbed on your body as opposed to Truma, where Rabbi Shimon would agree that you can rub oil or Truma on your body. Somebody who has Tilson of Meister Shani, he should make sure to eat it while it is still young and moist. He should not wait until it grows to its full size and becomes hard and unedible. Because once Tilson grows to its full size, it's used for animal feed. The only way for a human to eat it is to put it in a cooking dish and use it as a spice. So therefore, you should be careful to eat it before it grows to its full size. Because once it grows to its full size, it would be forbidden to redeem it. Because Meister Shani normally is redeemed and the money is taken to Yerushalayim. And if Meister Shani becomes tummy, it has to be redeemed because you can't eat Meister Shani that is tummy. And if you have Tilson that grew to its full size and became very hard and unedible, you no longer would be allowed to redeem it. As it didn't, you're not allowed to redeem Meister Shani that will be used after it's redeemed to be fed to animals. And Tilson, once it becomes hard, the only use for it is to be fed to animals, so you will not be allowed to redeem it. So therefore, you should be careful to eat the tilson while it's still young and moist. As opposed to tilson of truma could be eaten while it's young and moist, or you can wait until it grows to its full size and use it when it's hard. As truma is never redeemed anyway, so the reason that we gave for Meister Shani does not apply to truma, and that's what Rabbi Shimon was saying in the previous Mishnah, that with regard to tilson, we are more lenient with regard to Truma than we are with regard to Meister Shani. Bishop Truma, somebody who has Tilson of Truma. Bishami Armin Koma Seha Bitara Chutzmik Hafi Fasa. Bishami says, whatever use you make of Tilson of Truma, you have to do so while you are tar. You have to wash your hands before you eat the Tilson to make sure that your hands are tar. And that's the thing, you have to guard Truma and make sure that it remains tar before you eat Truma. You have to wash your hands. And Tilson has to be protected from Truma in the same way of any other food of Truma. Even though Tilson is really not all that edible, and you're allowed to use Tilson to rub on your hair, to clean your hair, which you would not be allowed to use for that purpose, other types of Truma. But Tilson, since it's not that edible anyway, you're allowed to use it to rub on your hair. But if you do plan on eating the Tilson, you have to make sure that you are tar. With the exception of if you're using the Tilson to rub on your hair, then you don't have to be careful that your hands are tar. Anyway, you're not eating the Tilson, you're using it to rub on your hair, so you don't have to wash your hands before using the Tilson for that purpose. Obeis Hillel Aymerim Koma Sal Bituma Chus Mishriyasa. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, Tilson is treated differently than other types of Truma. Tilson is not that edible anyway. So therefore, whatever you do with the Tilson, you don't have to guard to make sure say you are not tuma. You don't have to wash your hands before eating the tilson of truma, even though normally you have to wash your hands to make sure you're not tuma before eating truma. But tilson, which is not that edible, does not have the same din. You don't have to wash your hands before eating it, with the exception of soaking the tilson in water. If you're soaking the tilson in water, you have to make sure that your hands are tar. You have to go ahead and wash your hands. The reason being is that once food comes into contact with water, it's susceptible to becoming tuma. So if your hands are tuma and you're soaking the tilson in water, you're immediately going to be mitame the tilson. So therefore, according to Beis Hillel, if you're soaking the tilson in water, you have to make sure that you're tar. But otherwise, you do not have to be mitame yourself before touching the tilson of truma.